You know, this is the time of the year when so many folks are out trying to do a good deed and help out the local food pantries throughout the Nishna Valley area. This is, of course, the time of the year when there's a lot more focus on that type of a thing as we get toward the holidays and folks start thinking a lot about not just getting together with family and friends, but you know what that means when we get together with family and friends for the holidays. It usually means we're sitting down to some pretty good meals, too. Not everyone has that opportunity. Folks are at different points in their lives. They're at different financial stages, and some folks don't have the means to be able to sit down to not just a nice meal, but in some cases, very few meals at all. And so that's why local food pantries exist, to help those folks out. Well, this is a time of the year when typically it's not very difficult for food pantries to raise the donations that they need. Now, that doesn't mean they have enough. It's kind of a funny dilemma that they sit in at this time of the year. There's heightened awareness because of the holidays, and so many more folks are trying to do as best they can. And that's great for the local food pantries because folks are thinking about it during the holiday and giving seasons. However, they don't just do the food giveaways and things during those holiday seasons. They do it all year round, and in large measure, the donations that they raise now kind of have to cover them for a good long period of time because there isn't that same focus in other parts of the year. So while they really appreciate the added donations and things this time of the year, it's really truly important for them to really pile it on, to do as much as they possibly can this time of the year because donations do typically slow down during other parts of the year. So there is that pressure on there, even though the donations do go up naturally during the giving season, to make sure you can do the best you possibly can. So with all that said, there are a lot of different ways that folks are trying to help out food pantries around the region. And here for us, we're going to do a little promotion again this year that we've done the last few years and trying to help the Atlantic Food Pantry and also help those Atlantic Chamber of Commerce Scrooge candidates that are in the race this year to lead off the Lighted Christmas Parade. And the Lighted Christmas Parade's coming up on December the 3rd, and the Grand Marshal, I guess you call it, I guess is the Grand Marshal of that parade, is a person who has to go out and earn that title each year. And each year there are, usually have about a half a dozen or so contestants, four, five, six contestants that step forward to be candidates for Scrooge. And Scrooge isn't all the worst thing in the world. It might not be a great connotation to that word.
Not as bad as it sounds.
No, but it's actually an honorary title. But it's the person who goes out and raises on their behalf the most donations toward the Atlantic Food Pantry, and they get to be the Grand Marshal of the Lighted Christmas Parade. So time's a-wasting to do all those kinds of things. Now, they lit up downtown last week here in Atlantic, and that means the celebration, the ceremonies, everything's all now underway, including the contest. And they've got some pretty good contestants again this year for that Scrooge competition. Folks that are going to go out and work hard to make sure that they can generate as many donations, not just for themselves, but for the food pantry as possible. Who you got?
Yeah, they've got this year it's Aaron Siggins with the Atlantic Hy-Vee store, Janet Kappel from Kappel's Ace Hardware, Nancy Fredrickson with Geis Perry Jewelry, Brad Pierbolt with Pierbolt Chiropractic, and Karen Nelson from the Handbag Ranch are your contestants.
You know they're going to work hard.
Yeah.
And they already have been. However, we're going to give them a little extra chance, though, too. As we have in the last few years, we're going to give you a chance not just to make your donations to the food pantry and make them count toward those Scrooge contestants, but also give you a chance to win something back yourself. We're going to throw $500 into the pot as an incentive, and we're going to do once again this year our little Scrooge contestant giveaway thing, too. A little Christmas cash this year. We have $500 in Christmas cash that we are going to give away to someone who wants to help out the food pantry, and of course also help out those Scrooge contestants. What we're going to do is coming up this Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, while you're out and about on that day off, if it happens to be a day off, or you can swing down during your lunch hour if you'd like, but we're going to have a crew down in front of the Atlantic Depot, Atlantic Railroad Depot, in the base of Main Street, the chamber offices, this Friday from 11 to 3, from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. So during that four-hour time period, you'll have a chance to, basically it's a drive-through donation stop is what it is. Bring your food pantry donations. Now, whether that be canned goods or boxed items, any non-perishable food items that you would like to bring down, please, no perishable items. It might be chilly downtown, but we don't have a freezer with us. But any non-perishable food items that you would like to drop off, you may do so at that time. Now, and we'll also take cash, too. And the way we credit it is you get credit for one for every item you bring, or one for every dollar you donate. And what we're going to do is you're going to come down, and we're going to give you one just for showing up. I mean, you don't even have to donate. If you just stop down and say, hey, can I grab a ticket? We'll go ahead and give you a ticket. Now, we have all these little yellow tickets we're going to hand out, and the tickets have numbers on them. You need to keep those tickets, okay? If you bring down nothing, we'll give you a ticket. If you bring down 10 items, we'll give you 11 tickets, the one free one, and, of course, the 10 for each item that you bring down. If you hand us a $100 bill, we'll give you 101 tickets. You see how that works? Mm-hmm. It's pretty simple stuff. Okay, we're going to give you one just for showing up, and because you don't actually have to, you know, donate items to participate. And then what we're going to do is we'll take those donations during that time. Now, when you make your donations, not only are you getting into that contest, but you can also at that point dictate who those donations, which Scrooge contestant will benefit from your donations. So if you're a fan of pick one, say Janet Cappell, tell us that. We'll make sure it goes there. Aaron Siggins, whoever. Mm-hmm. We'll make sure it goes to that person, right? So that'll count toward those, too. So don't worry. You're not missing out on the Scrooge contest by doing that. Now, after we're done on Friday, that's 11 to 3 Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Friday, you can swing by. Just look for our tent. You can't miss the big logo at the bottom of Main Street there. We'll have that for you as you're wandering through the downtown area on that big shopping day. If you would be so kind to do that day, that'd be great. Now, after that day, if you'd still like to make a donation and get involved in our little contest too, then what you need to do is just stop out here to the radio station, but please do not bring food items at that point. At that point, we'll be collecting money. And you can do that up until Thursday noon. That would be December the 1st. Okay, because then we need to turn in whatever we have to be credited toward the Scrooge contestants so they can make their determination of who the winner is going to be, so that winner will be ready to go on that Friday or Saturday night for the lighted Christmas parade. So the two ways you can do that would be, number one, stop down this Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in front of the depot and make that donation. As I say, it can be whatever you want it to be. If you want to stop down and make cash donation at that time, we'll take it. Make sure it gets to the right people. If you want to make the canned or boxed non-perishable food donations at that time, we'll take that too. You get credit for, you get one ticket just for showing up, and then you'll get one for each food item or each dollar that you donate. And hang on to those tickets, because then coming up a little bit later on, we'll be drawing for a winner. And then the Monday following, and I don't have a calendar in front of me, it would be Monday the 5th, right? Monday, December 5th. On this program, during this time slot, we will read one of those ticket numbers. And we'll post it on our website as well. And the first, the first person, there's only going to be one person that has that number. So the person, that person will have until the end of that business day on that Monday, December 5th, to actually come in and show us that ticket. So if you have that ticket with that number, then we will fork over $500 in Christmas cash. Christmas cash is basically our little script that we use here. It's something that you can use. We'll give you a list of sponsors that you can spend that with. So Merry Christmas to you, too. So it's an opportunity for you to not just help out others, but maybe help yourself out a little bit as well. So there'll only be one winner. And what we're going to do is on that Monday, December the 5th, we'll draw that number. We'll read it to you several times throughout the day. And you have until 5 p.m. to, if you have that ticket, to stop in and produce it to us. We do need to see the ticket. If we do not have anybody stop in on Monday, then that ticket number becomes null and void. And then on Tuesday morning, we'll do it again with a different number. And we'll go through that process. So hopefully, we've never had to go a second day.
Yeah, that's good.
I hope we don't have to. A lot of people, what they'll do, even if they bring down a bunch of items and get, like, say, 100 tickets or something, what they'll typically do, because we pull all those tickets off in order, is they'll just sit down, they'll write down on a piece of paper the first ticket number and then the last ticket number, and they know that anything in between there is one that they have, mm-hmm. So to make it a little bit easier. So, yeah, it might be best not necessarily to, once we get, if you bring a lot of items, it might not be the best thing right away to go home and tear all the tickets. into individuals, mm-hmm. tear that string of tickets into individuals and then put them in an envelope or something. It might be just as easy to leave them together as a string to be able to find the right one if it happens to be somewhere between this number and this number and you brought a lot of items. So it's folks are pretty creative when doing these types of things. So, but the key is to make sure you stop by and make those donations. We like to enhance that opportunity and kind of throw that little carrot out there for you too by tossing that $500 out there. But the goal is to raise money and donations for the local food pantry. So, again, from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. this Friday, just look for the KJAN tent down there in front of the Atlantic Rock Island Railroad Depot. We'll have a crew down there collecting those donations. Hopefully it's going to be a big pile. It looks like the weather actually is going to be decent for this on Friday, if we can keep that rain away.
Yeah, a little bit of chance of scattered showers, but a high around 55, so should be pretty nice, hopefully.
Well, we've had some awful cold, windy days down there.
Yeah, that's true. We have.
This is no rain, at least not for that four-hour period, would mm-hmm. be good. 55 sounds just fine. So, mm-hmm. yeah, if we can do that, that would be great. So make sure you put that on your calendar. That's a to-do thing. Come up on Friday, 11 until 3. And if you can't make it then, you can stop out up until noon the following Thursday, where we'll give you an opportunity to, it'd be Thursday, December the 1st. It'd be noon, December the 1st would be your last chance to make that donation. So, and those would be cash donations only. I say cash. You can write a check to the food pantry as well. But we'll take those donations out here at the office. No food items here at the office, though, please. We don't have any place to store that stuff. But that would be great. We'd love to help out the food pantry and help you out in the meantime, too. And as I said, we're so nice, we're just going to give you one ticket just for showing up. Basically, no purchase necessary. Mm-hmm. Just show up. We'll give you a ticket just for being there. So make those plans. Make sure you stop by and see us and bring lots of stuff because they sure need it. Hey, we need to have you listen to this one more time from the folks down at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.